Okay, so let's first start number one, the Shem Shmuel. Shem Shmuel, a small piece here. Vayar kolam vayironu. When the entire Am saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested his Shechina, the Anani HaKavod had rested upon the Mishkan, they all got the vayironu. They all got very excited and surprised. So I'm going to read through mostly the underlines here. Mao chiddush hadavar. What was such a chiddush that they got so excited about? That the fire came down from Shemayim, that was so exciting for them. They always saw the fire in the Anan HaKavod. It was there the entire time in the Midbar. So what was new? The fact that it came down, it fell in the Mishkan. So Shem Shmuel answers, V'yeshlomar, Shem chashu atzman muchakim v'nizofim. They felt, the Klal Yisrael felt that they were very far and distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Machmas Chede Egel. Because of Chede Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got upset at them, so they thought they weren't worthy of this. The Chol HaAnonim, all the other clouds that they experienced throughout the Midbar, came B'zuchas Moshe, right? The Gemara tells us in Chagiga, in Tainis rather, that the Nani HaKavod really came for Aaron, and but really when Aaron died, it came B'zuchas Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says Moshe was Zuchas Tzimon, and Miriam was for the Be'er, and then Aaron was for the Nani HaKavod, when Miriam and Aaron died, and then Moshe was Zochet. All the three of them came b'zuchus Moshe. So the Anani HaKavod came b'zuchus Moshe, and we'll add b'zuchus Aaron. V'chein banan ala Mishkan, and the Anan that rested upon the Mishkan, which was built by Moshe Beinu, that also came because of Moshe. That was all Moshe's merit. So that wasn't such a chiddush for them. Aval b'karbanos, the karbanos that came, the yarda eish rakai de avodas Aaron. The fire came down when the karbanos were brought by Aaron. Well, how could that be? Aaron hayalav katav machmas cheda ego. Moshe Beinu did nothing wrong. So he had the zechus of the Anani HaKavod and zechus of everything during the Midbar. But for Aaron, Aaron did the cheda ego. How is he zochet to have the fire come down? And therefore, zu hayisah is palus lidabek b'shemis baruch ba'ava. That's why they're so, they're so enamored by this. How could it be that the fire came down? Achrei rosam chibasin lefan of yisbarach. And that's why they were so taken back and happily overtaken by this love HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, and that he was Mochel and Aaron. So that's why, even though they experienced Nisim throughout the Midbar, Dafka in this place, Vayironu, they got super excited because of the Zechus Aaron came to Eish Mishamayim. Okay, number two now. Taras Moshe, it's Chassam Sofer. He has a beautiful Chiddush on the Pasuk V'Skadishtem, the end of the Parsha, Visem Kadoshim Ki Kadosh Ani, that Klai Yisrael is Kadosh, Ki Ani Hashem Hamala Eschem Meretz Mitzrayim, that they are Kadosh because Hashem brought Klai Yisrael up from Mitzrayim. So he quotes a Pasuk, I'm reading just at the underlines again, I'll probably do this throughout all the pieces here. So he quotes a Pasuk from Parsha's Lech Lecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar L'Avram, Hashem says to Avram, V'avadim V'inu Osam, that you're going to be enslaved by Mitzrayim, and you're going to be afflicted there. Arba Me'el Shana, you're going to be there for 400 years. Aval, we know that wasn't true. We did not spend 400 years in Mitzrayim. Lo hayu, ella, radai, shana, reduce shana, 210 years, reish dalvav. We therefore only reduced 210 years. So how do you deal with the calculation if the haftacha was we're going to be there for 400 years, but we only spent 210 years? So everyone gives their own explanation. But listen to this beautiful chap from the Chassam Sofer. The Li Nira says, the Chassam Sofer, appears to me, ki hektesh chametz v'shichur mafkia mide shiva. A little bit of Gemara for a moment, that let's say there's something that's hektesh, item that's hektesh, and now it's a piece of bread, and then it's Pesach, so chametz now comes, it's no longer considered hektesh. Start again. Let's say I have got bread and I owe you money, so I set aside bread as a lien. So if I don't pay you back money, you have a lien on my bread. So now there are a few ways of something removing that lien that you cannot collect from that bread. If let's say that becomes Pesach and now it's Chametz is Aser, so now you don't have a lien, the Iser Chametz removes a lien. Let's say it was an Eved Kanani, that you have a lien on my Eved Kanani, and I free my Eved Kanani, that releases your lien. The third example is, let's say I've got bread, or I've got an item that I said you're going to have, if I don't pay back the money, you could collect from this item. And then I end up being makdish. I sanctify that item for Beis HaMikdash purposes. I make it hektesh. That also undoes your lien, that undoes the shibud, the enslavement that the bank has on that item. Hekdesh has the ability to undo that shibur. So now listen what he says. He plugs in this halachic concept to the psukim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hikdesh es b'nei Yisrael li'atzmo u'lichvodo. Klai Yisrael was avadim. They were avadim v'avadu v'inu osam in the midbar. They were avadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdish them. He sanctified them, removing the lien, removing the slavery, the ownership that Mitzrayim had upon them. Im Kain, if that's the case, Hekdesh Hayamafkia, Hekdesh removed Midei Shibud Mitzrayim. So you're right, we were promised to be there for 400 years. Came along 210 years, Hashem said, that's enough, I'm being makdish you. And that's what it says, Ach kol zeh im Yisrael kedoshim, Gedurim Merayos. It's only true if we keep our end. If we remain kadosh, if we stay away from things we shouldn't be doing, from Merayos and from other taivas. Avalo im chalila, says the Chasam Sofer. Mechalalam atzma mikdushasam. However, if we desecrate ourselves and we don't keep the kedusha, we don't keep the Torah, so then we are not going to be freed of the slavery. And that's what the pasuk means, says the Chasam Sofer. Ubezeh yesh lefarish, v'isem li kedoshim, that you're kadosh to me, and since I was makdish you, then the pasuk says, ani Hashem hamala eschem, I took you up. Since I was makdish you, and now you're free, you're mafkiya from the shibur, now I have the ability to release you. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you up. So that's the connection, says the Taras Moshe, between v'isem kedoshim ki kadosh ani, to being led to ki ani Hashem hamala eschem, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The next piece, number three, the Morva Shemesh, has a very nice taich just reading the Pesukim here. If you read the Pesukim, lava, we get lost in Karbanos. We don't know much about Karbanos, Karban Ola, Karban Chatas. So it makes a very, very interesting diuk that when it comes to the Karban Ola is a carbon a person brings, and the entire animal gets burnt up to Shemayim. A Karban Chatas is an animal that gets brought on the carbon, but the Kohanim eat some of the carbon chatas. So he's about to explain what the difference of nature is between an ola and a chatas. But the psukim, if you just look in the beginning for a second, vayakrivu bnei Aaron, it says when it comes to the ola, and then it comes to the chatas rather, it says vayakrivu, Aaron brought close a chatas, but it says vayamtziu bnei Aaron, that he found where he made it found when it came to an ola. I mean, the words are interchangeable. Vayakrivu and vayamtziu mean the same thing at first glance. So why do they use vayakrivu for an ola and vayamtziu for, rather, vayakrivu for a chatas and vayamtziu for an ola? So he says it's, people know there's a basic distinction between chatas and an ola. If you look at the next paragraph, amnam, a chatas is mechaperes al shigas ma'isachit. A person does an aveira. He does a ma'isa aveira. A person, let's say, violates Shabbos. He violates Shabbos accidentally. You bring a carbon chatas. When do you bring a carbon ola? Says the more of a shemesh based on the Gemara. Ha'ola mechaperes al hirhur alev. If you have a bad thought, but you actually don't do anything, you have a bad thought about doing an aveira, about doing avodah zarah, doing something you shouldn't be doing, an ola is mechaper on the hirhur, on the thought. A chatas is mechaper on a maisa avera, an ola is mechaper on a hirhur, on a bad machshava. So now he explains the psukim of vayamtziu versus vayakriva. Look at the paragraph of v'amnam. Maisa chet, when it comes to a person did an actual avera, he wrote something on Shabbos accidentally. Nakel, it's very easy. La chote la hazkir atma. You could clearly remember what you did wrong. I remember once in high school, in high school once I was Baruch Hashem, I was Shomer Torah Mitzvos, but at one time on my desk there was a paper of mine from school. I was just happening to read it because it was on my desk and I saw there was a mistake. I quickly took a pen and made a mark and then I dropped it. I was in shock. So I'm never going to forget that moment in my life. So when you do an Aveira on Shabbos, Beshogeg, you're not going to forget that ever. So a ma'isa chet is easy to remember what you did wrong. Ki a ma'isa prati, that particular action is a nakel la'alos al zichrono. It's easy to bring back to your memory. Achein, however, adam asher haya tzorech kaparaso al hirhurav asher lo tovim. A person who needs to do kapara on a bad thought, rega yavru la'adam harbe machshavos. In 1 second, you could think of 65 different bad things you want to do. And to try to dig into your memory what your thoughts were is almost impossible. So therefore, Yavru Rubam Mizichrona, most of your bad thoughts come and go. They're fleeting thoughts. Mileida Lashiv Alem, to even think about having to do tshuva for them. Amnam, Hashem Umisharis of HaKadosh Baruch, rather Kohane Hashem, the Kohanim, Umisharis of all the other people, the Levim, who are in the base of Migdash, Asher Ruach Hashem Nasas Abam, the HaKadosh Baruch, who assists them, Hayuzriz and Bavodas Baram are there to help inspire people to remember what you thought of. Ro Laskirim HaKravas Karbon. When a person brings a carbon, the Kohen says, this animal being shechted should be you. It's for what you did wrong on Shabbos, what you did wrong about this, about that. You're supposed to envision yourself being there. So when it comes to a chatas, we all know what we did wrong. You violate Shabbos, you violate whatever you're violating, it's clear, you don't need to be reminded that much. But when it comes to a carbon ola, which is supposed to be about bad thoughts that we have, when you can't really remember, he says, Vayamtsiu. What's Vayamtsiu? You need to find, you need to dig deep into your memory, into your brain, and remember, what was my bad thought? What were my bad thoughts? And that's why he says, Dafka by the Ola, it says, Vayamtsiu, because the Kohanim and the Levim that are singing songs, they're trying to inspire you to bring out those bad thoughts, and this way you could get kapara for them and completely erase them from memory. Let's go now to number four, the Meshech Chachma. So that was a great chap from the Meshech Chachma. The Pasuk says, this is number four, B'nivlasam lo sigo, you shouldn't touch any nevela. And the Rashi writes on that Pasuk, Mikan chayv adam litaher atma berega. This is a Pasuk we already know that you can't become tamer. So the Gemara learns in Rosh Hashanah that there's a requirement for everyone to go to the mikvah before every yontif to be tahor for the rega. Okay, so he writes very interestingly, Deheminu amaretz beregel al taros. What's going on? That there's a concept in halacha that in amaretz, a person who's not learned, so we assume that he's tameh, because he doesn't know the halachas. And if this amaretz touches my taros, my food that are supposed to be tahor, we assume he's tameh and contaminates my food. Fine. So then the halacha is, how come on yantif, the halacha is on regel though, everyone is tahor on regel. Even in Am Haaretz during the year, we assume that the Ruvain's in Am Haaretz. During the rest of the year, Ruvain, who touches my taros are tameh. But during the regel, the halacha is, an Am Haaretz is actually not going to be metameh my taros. He has a status of being tahor. What changed? Did he tshuva before Pesach? He did tshuva before Shavuos? So it says the Meshech Chachma, great chap. So there's a big machlokas in the Gemara. What is the definition of an Am Haaretz? So one definition is, I remember I used this once on Rav Willig, Rav Mordechai Willig. One definition is a person who learned Kol HaTorah Kula, he learned Shas, Poskim, everything. And the only thing he didn't do, he's never Mishamish HaTam L'Chacham, he's considered an Am Haaretz. Imagine the guy knows all Shas, all Poskim, he knows everything, but he never had the opportunity to be Mishamish HaTam L'Chacham. He is considered Am Haaretz. We don't pass him that way. That's Shitas Rabbi Meir. But one time I was in the airport with Rav Willig in Eretz Yisrael, and I offered to drive him back to Yerushalayim. And he refused. I said to him, I've been bothered by this whole, Gemara my whole life, that I'm not Meshamish HaTam HaChacham. I don't know everything else either, but at least let me get the part of being Meshamish HaTam HaChacham. This way I at least won't be an Am Haaretz with regards to that. And he was maskim, and he let me drive him to Yerushalayim on the way to a bar mitzvah he was going to. But there is another definition of what Am Haaretz means. And the Gemara says, what's an Am Haaretz? According to the halacha, we pass like the Chachamim. An Am Haaretz is a person kol she'enu meniach tefillin. If a person doesn't wear tefillin, regardless of anything else he does or doesn't do, the definition of an Am Haaretz is one who doesn't wear tefillin. So the rest of the year, he's an Am Haaretz. What happens on Yontif and Chol HaMoed? Uberegel de'ein shum adam meniach tefillin. Gam Chol HaMoed, he adds in there as well, depending where you daven. But you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So he's not violating anything wrong because there's no requirement to wear tefillin. So the fact that he doesn't wear tefillin is actually what he should be doing. And therefore he's no longer considered an Am Haaretz during the Yontif. Ein kan simin mihu chaver. There's no indicator who's an Am Haaretz, who's not. And lachein, therefore, heminu v'taru maga Am Haaretz berega. That's why an Am Haaretz is allowed to touch taros and it's not going to render and make it tameh during the rega. So let's now move to number four, the Tver Shlomo, or Shlomo Miradams. So this is a very Hasidish idea here, but it's an important idea, important mussar for each of us here. The Pasuk says, Vayered Me'asos hachatas. And Aaron, after completing the carbon, he went down from completing the performance of the carbon chatas. So Niska La'el Api Maimer HaGemar. The Gemara tells us the famous phrase, Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos. We know the person has the chance of doing a mitzvah, he can't pass over the mitzvah. Classic example is, let's say a person has tefillin shayad, tefillin sharosh, so when the men put on tefillin, we always put tefillin shayad on, and then afterwards we put tefillin sharosh. But let's say you and touch the tefillin sharosh first, halachically you're really supposed to put that on before the yad. You can't pass over a mitzvah, so we have to cover it up, pretend we didn't see the tefillin sharosh. Or let's say the Seder plate. There's a whole order of the Seder plate. And the Ramah has a shita how to put the different things in the Seder plate, and the Gra has a shita, and the Arizah has a shita. The Ramah explains everything based on Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos. So what's the first thing we're using on the Seder plate? Karpas. So karpas has to be the first thing in front of the Seder plate, because if the karpas is at the back, so you're passing over the maror or anything else to get to the karpas, Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos. That's what the halachic term means. But then he says, a Hasidish understanding is like this. Kikain derech hayetzer, the way the Yetzer Hara works is lekarir es ha'adam bigishto el havoda zutvila. The nature of Yetzer Hara is to cool us off when we're about to encounter avoda, tvila, or any other mitzvah. How so? Lo morlo, the Yetzer Hara tells us, whispers in our ear, halo ata mali avon, you're full of sin, who are you? Eich yimali levavcha lageshish ha'kodesh, who are you to fill your heart and fill your mouth with davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enter into such a special avoda? Who are you? That's what the Yetzer tells us. So we daven, we think we're not worthy of speaking to Hashem, we don't really make much of it, and who are we to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what the Yetzer tries whispering into our ears. Ulam ha'emes, the truth is, Eino Kain, says the Tiferet Shlomo. This is incorrect. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomea tfilas kol peh, Umirachem al habrios. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to all tefillah, no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing wrong. Whatever you did 2 minutes before davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to kol peh, umirachem, he has mercy al brios, lekabel berachemim tefillah, so to accept every one of our prayers, no matter what we were doing 2 seconds earlier. Vizel shamu, that's what it means in Chassidus at least, ein mavirin al hamitzos, meaning what? Bal yal al zichrono, don't let it come to your thought. Haveros be'es asios. Don't let Haveros say, who am I? I have these Haveros. I did this before. I did that before. I spoke inappropriately to this person, to that person. I screamed at my wife. Don't let those Haveros come to your mind during davening. Sur me'rav, remove any of those Haveros from your head. Ve'aseh tov, and do the positive daven. B'shah shata oseh tov, when you're doing good. Tasi ha'rav, remove the evil. Mekerev levavcha, from your heart. Al tizkor od means ein mavirin, there's no averos by the mitzvahs. When you do mitzvahs, focus on the mitzvah and don't let the Yetzer tell you that you're not worthy of it. And that's precisely what it means here. Bezeh vayered me'asos achatas, when Aaron came down from completing the mitzvah, the carbon chatas, b'shal she'aron hayam mevarech es Yisrael, when he gave a bracha to Klai Yisrael, lo hayazocher hachatas shelahem. Don't remember the chatas, don't remember, you brought a chatas for Klai Yisrael. But when you leave, me'aso achatas, forget it. I've seen numerous times, now unfortunately in my position, I know a lot more than I want to know about people in the community. And Rav Weinberger knows even more than I know. At the same time, the way I try my best to, I certainly see Rav Weinberger, the way he removes vayered, me'aso achatas. He forgets everything, you know, he pretends, he forgets when he sees a person face to face, he doesn't remember all the bad things that they've shared with him. Or that I've heard from the person, you have to leave that behind and greet a person. We sometimes see people doing things they shouldn't be doing, and they have a bush about this, but you're supposed to pretend vayered me'asos achatas and put it behind you, and greet them like you're greeting a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as if nothing ever happened, sumera v'aseh tov. Speaking of Weinberger, this next piece is a great mucker. He spoke about, we know, that last shir he gave before he left to Eretz Yisrael early in the year. So this is a great source. He didn't quote this, I don't think, but this is mamish what he was saying, this Moshe of Zakenim. Moshe of Zakenim is a parish written by the Bali Atosvos on Al Torah. This is number 6. His Karifel on Mizbeach, that Moshe tells Aaron to go close to the Mizbeach. Parish Rashi, Shehoya Aaron Yari Ubosh Lageshes. Aaron was very uncomfortable. He was embarrassed. Everyone knew what he did with the Cheda Egel. And now who is he to represent Klai Yisrael to bring a carbon? He was very embarrassed. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, L'vcha nivcharta, you were chosen for this. This is why you're supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. Just go ahead and do this. So, lama haya Aaron yarei li karivel mizbech. What was he so scared of? So the Moshe of Zakenim explains, the Musa shall Egel Mitzrayim Lefanav, as he was walking towards the Mizbeach, there was this image of the Cheder Egel, like this hologram of the Cheder Egel was hovering over the Mizbeach. It looked like a Cheder Egel coming from the Mizbeach. He was scared. V'hayo Aaron Misyare, Aaron got scared. Chazer La'achorav, he jumped backwards, Bavur Shaya Ba'al Maisa Egel. He was confused, he was scared. L'chach Nemar, that's why Moshe says to him, Karev El HaMizbeach Bezrizus Lo Tipachid, run to the Mizbeach and don't be scared. L'chach Nivcharta, that's why you were chosen. That's why you were chosen. Because he saw the Cheder Egel, he was chosen. Says the Moshe of Zakedim. Bavur Shechatosa Al Avon Egel, precisely because you performed the Cheder Egel, that's the Siba Shenivcharis L'yos Kohen Gadol. That's why you're the Kohen Gadol. Because you did the Cheder Egel, goes on your resume, that's the criteria to be a Kohen Gadol, to do the Cheder Egel. He says, why dim lo asisa avona egel? If you didn't do the Cheder Egel, tazuach taitcha alecha, you're going to be such a Baal Gaiva. I'm Aaron HaKohen Gadol. I'm greater than my brother Moshe Benu. I've never sinned in my life. Gemara says in Yuma, ein mimanim parnes al tzibor, we only appoint a leader over a community, ele imkein kupa shel shrotzim tluim lo me'achorov, the same exact Gemara of Weinberger quoted, that the only people who are fit to be leaders, is referring to David HaMelech, a leader who experienced what's like to taste techet, what's like to feel guilty, to be humbled of doing averos, having a kupa shel shrotzim, everyone has a kupa shel shrotzim, a bag of shrotzim, most of this week's parsha, a bag of insects, a bag of averos, that makes you worthy. This way you won't become a Baal Gaiva. This way you'll understand all the other challenges that the Tzibor is taking, and the Lechach Nivcharta, that's why Dafka, you were chosen, because you do the Cheder Egel. That makes you a great leader. Okay, number seven, Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer, he's a wonderful sefer. My wife through marriage was related to him. He was a last Rav in Krakow, I think, right before the war. I don't know exactly, but he's related to the Farber. I don't know the Farbers in the community, Natan Farber, Yossi Farber, Avrami Farber, they're related to Rav Kornitzer. So the Gemara in Shavuos, he quotes Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, tells us, based on the pasuk here, Lahavdil Ben Kodesh Ben Achol, that after the Chet of Shtuya Yayin of the gang drunk, Nadav Aviv got drunk, went to the Kodesh Kodashim, we're taught the halachas of knowing the difference between Kodesh and Chol, Lashon of Avdala. So the Gemara tells us in Shavuos, Hamavdil al Hayayin, one who is Mavdil on wine, Matzei Shabbos, on Matzei Shabbos, like you're supposed to, Zoche Lebanim Bali Hora. Your children are going to be Bali Hora, which means people, Chachamim, Rabbanim, who are able to give a Psak. A Psak din, a Hora, a teaching. We're learning Koryos now, giving a Hora, Shenemar, based on the Pasuk of the Sixth Parsha, Ulahavdil Ben Akorish Ben Achol, those who do Avdala properly, Lahoros as Benesel, will have children who have the ability to give hora, to teach klaiso. Mashaych hazel hazeh. What's the connection of making havdal on wine to being zochet, having children that are bali hora? So he says, the pasuk tells us, zechrei hayayin, the drush is that we're supposed to do dafka kiddush on wine. Let's speak out kiddush first, then we'll go to havdalah. Why? Why is wine the preferred beverage for making kiddush and brachos, birchas mitzvah? So the Gemara Brachos tells us that wine is unique because grapes are delicious. But it's one of the only foods that when you change the form into wine, it actually gets better. By the grape transforming, it gets to an elevated status. The Lashon is, why does wine have its own unique bracha? Shayayin kovea bracha la'atzmo. Why is it unique? Because ishtane le'amliusei, it changes for the better, ayde maisa b'nei adam. Most things, when you make apples into apple juice, you change things, it gets worse. When we tamper with Klai's or Kaddish Baruch Hu's creation, we make things worse. But wine, actually, through our input and our change, it makes grapes better into wine. And Yesh B'yayin Remez Musa L'Knesses Yisrael Shenim Shel Gefen, Klai's is hinted at Yayin. Yayin represents, it's symbolic of Knesses Yisrael. So what's going on here? Ulatach L'zu Nasin Lo Hashem Yisbarach Zmanim Mekudashim Shabbosos V'yamin Tovim. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu give a Shabbos and Yantif? Liyos ha'odam, to have man as panoi me'asakov. A person should be open and free from any work. He shouldn't. There's no work for him to do. He's also to do malacha. He should have the time on Shabbos and Yontif, Yahavod Atzmo, to work on himself, V'yishkoda al takanas Atzmo, and really to settle in and to fix himself, Lishtanos l'malyusa. Why do we have Shabbos and Yontif? To make us better, to give us a chance and time, opportunities to make ourselves better. V'al kein, therefore, v'knisas Shabbos, yizkor l'kodsho l'osif bo omets. That's why when we start with Shabbos, with Kiddush, dafka and wine, because wine is also something that got better. We changed the grape into wine, it got better. So Shabbos is meant to make us better. That's why we come into Shabbos on wine to make ourselves better. But that's only regarding, that's enough for Knesset Shabbos, going into Shabbos. But also, gambi yitziyoso yikach musar. We have to have the same musar when we are leaving Shabbos. How so? She yishtadel leachnis mekdusha Shabbos limos hachol. Sometimes people think Shabbos is over, turn on the phones, everything's back to normal. That's not the point. The point is to take Shabbos with us throughout the entire week. V'gam zechirazu te'alayayin. To remember when Shabbos is over, to continue with that momentum, that kedusha, with the wine, to make ourselves better. V'yachnis mikedusha Shabbos li'imos hachol v'yitukanu kulam. To take Shabbos and bring it into the chol and fix ourselves, fix the entire week. V'osa kein, those who do so, Yizke mida kenegemida lebanim bali hara. How so? What's the connection? So I'm makbid on making havdalah on yain. Why? Yain represents change. I'm changing myself. The grape changed. I'm changing myself. Havdalah is even during the week. I'm changing myself. That's all very nice. How's that mida kenegemida that my children will be bali hara? So he explains, because the children are going to be bali hara. What's hara? Hara is choshen mishpat, dealing with business. Chukim mishpatim tzadikim lahamon beis Yisrael, to guide, to lead Klai Yisrael in Psak, v'nimsa hei makdishin es hachol aide achnasas kedusha. That my children are going to be bali hara to help elevate Klai Yisrael in their lives that are mundane, in their weekday activities, by properly guiding them how to go, how to paskin. So just like I am makdish my havdalah with yain, I'm sanctifying my chol, my mundane, so to my children will help all of Klai Yisrael by giving hara to help sanctify their mundane. And that's a connection between bali hara and havdalah al hayayin. Let's now go to number 8, Emes Yaakov. Emes Yaakov, those who are familiar with the sefer of Yaakov Kamenetsky, appropriate also with this Shabbos, we're celebrating a tribute to his sons, the Yartzeit, the Shabbos, or it's around this time, I assume. The Yartzeit, the Mamash, the Shabbos, Baba Yom. Around this time, Rabbi Benjamin Kamenetsky. So he has a beautiful piece. Kedarko is very meduyak in the Pesukim. So he quotes the idea from the Rashi, tells us what were the reasons, one of the reasons why Nadav Aviu were killed. So one of the many reasons brought down was because they were hara halacha b'fnei Moshe Benu. There's halacha that a person is not allowed to give a hara in front of their Rebbe. A person who does so, says the Gemara, you give a psak hara halacha in front of your Rebbe, one is chay misa. So they paskin in front of Moshe Benu that they were chay misa. So what was the hara they were giving about? So the Gemara goes on to explain in Erevin that the hara was be'inyan eish hamaracha, the fire that was used for the Mizbeach. So what was the drasha? So the drasha was that even though ha'esh, you read this minashamayim, even though fire comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they knew that Hashem was sending esh down to burn up the karbanos, there still is a mitzvah lahavi min ahedya. There's still a mitzvah that we have to do our own hishtalus, that we still have to light a fire. Even though the Kohanim know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send down a fire, you can't rely on that, and you have to do even from a hedya, even a regular person has to light that fire on the Mizbeach. So he says, wait a second. What's a hara? What's a hara versus a psak? A psak is where you say what the halach is. Hara is where, psak is for yourself. I paskin for myself to do a certain thing. Hara is where you give someone else a hara, what they should do. So, if the hara had to do with the esh, who is lighting the fire? The Nadav Aviu. So they're paskining for themselves. That's not a hara. They were saying to themselves, the psak is that we have to light a fire. That's not a hara. They weren't telling anyone else what to do. So he says, it's a kasha. It's not a hora. That's a psak. So this gemara doesn't make any sense. Let's read this inside. He says, klal b'chol in yoni hora, the rule in general, what's a hora? Lo yore b'fnei rabo, a person can't give a hora in front of his rebbe. Dafka hora l'acherim, only to somebody else is that called a hora. Aval la'asma, if he gives a hora to himself, mutter lo la'adam l'horas, you could teach yourself. The Chayvin Shubatma Yodea Hashad Davar Mutter. He knows himself. That's not a Hora. Ain't a Shema Hora. It's only when someone else asks you a question, is it a Hora? So that's his question. Great question. It's not called a Hora. His answer, this question is better than the answer, but he gives an answer anyways. The last three lines he says, you have to say that Nadav Aviu must have asked each other. Nadav told Aviu what to do, Aviu told Nadav what to do, so since it was a Hora to each other, that's why it's called a Hora in front of Rabbah. But it's a great question, because otherwise it wouldn't be a Hora as the Rashi explains. Okay, number nine here, it's a beautiful Netziv. Now, if you really want to appreciate the Netziv, you have to take a look at Rav Avram Shor in his Sefer. He elaborates on the Netziv some very, very crucial Musar on the idea of drinking wine. So the Amak Davar, the Netziv, writes that we're given the, after Nadav Aviu were killed, we're given the Isser that a person can drink wine or any other alcoholic beverage or Kohen cannot when he enters into the Beis HaMikdash. So he explains what's the idea behind this. An Onain, a person who lost a relative and hasn't yet been buried, he's called an Onain. An Onain who's not very happy, obviously, is possible the Avoda, can't perform the Avoda. Mishum Deshari Batar, because right now he's in a moment of pain. Einu Yachal Lios Ba'avat Hashem, he can't be with tremendous love to Kadosh Baruch Hu. U'mishum Achi, therefore, Achius Kachim Lebailim, Gamkin Asal Onain, you can't eat Kachim. Ach, a Kohen Gadol, we know that the Halacha is a Kohen Gadol, is allowed to perform Karbanos in the Avoda when he's an Onain. Reshai Lahakriv Onain, why? Why is a Kohen Gadol different? Isn't he also Bitzar? The fisher erech gdula, so because of the greatness, the high level that the Kohen Gadol is on, efsher lisgaber al tzaro ulamur lifnei Hashem b'simcha. He's able to overcome the tzar, and he can still be in a state of simcha in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's a unique position of the Kohen Gadol. Amnam, he avod the kasha shebe mikdash. It's a very hard thing. How could the Kohen Gadol, imagine, the Kohen Gadol just lost a relative. He lost a child, a spouse, whatever he lost. And he's told to go ahead and do the avodah. How are you supposed to do that? It's avoda kashish b'mikdash. It's one of the hardest things he could do in the Beis HaMikdash. V'nitzach davar l'sayel. He needs some help. So what's he going to do? Ha'isi omer, I would have thought to say, l'shos yayin v'sheichard. Get drunk. Drink some wine. Drink some schnapps. That's going to ease your pain. The Gemara says, what's the best solution for an avel? Give him something to drink. So give the Kohen Gadol what to drink. And this way he'll remove all the tzar and be in the state of simcha. That's why he says, Mishim Hoch, he says the Netziv, Hizir Kadosh Baruch Hu La'arun Uvanov Ba'oso Shah. At that moment, Aaron just lost two of his children. He was in tremendous tzar. Don't resort to drinking. Sheheima lo yishtamshu be'etazu b'vomel ol moed lahasig ava. It has to come naturally. The simcha has to come naturally. Don't look for other sources for simcha. Don't look for drugs, drinking, of course, all those things. That's not true simcha. True simcha is really coming from within. And that's the Netziv, and that's what Rav I'm sure elaborates on, this idea of not looking for any other source. The simcha really comes from one's own self, from Torah, from Avas Hashem. Let's finish one last piece here from the Gra. It's a well-known Gra. You probably saw it in a few places quoted, but this is in the Perush Gra La Torah. Number 10, he writes here, talking about the psukim of which animals are kosher, which ones are not. So we know that a kosher animal has to have a chew its cud and have to have split hooves. So he writes, quotes a Gemara in Yuma that says, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, Damri Tavaya, both of them hold that Rishonim, which refers to the Bais Rishon, that was destroyed, she niskala ovonam niskala kitam. That the Avera of the Bais Rishon was known. Everyone knew what Averas that they did. We'll see in a moment what those Averas were. And since their averes were known, their end was known as well. The gullus was also known. How long was gullus of Bais Rishon? 70 years. Since the averes were gulloy, the kate was gulloy. However, in contrast to the achronim, the second base, Amigdash, Bais Sheni, shelo nisgal avonim, their sins were not apparent. So then lo nisgal akitam, their end, the gullus that we're still in now, was never revealed to us. So that's just a very cryptic statement of the Gemara. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Tova shetzipornan shel rishonim mikrisan shel achronim. How great were the earlier generations that even the nail, the literal way of understanding is, even the nails, which is like nothing, it's babkis. The nails of the rishonim were more chashiv than the krisan, the stomachs, the meat and potatoes of the achronim, meaning the worst part of the rishonim were better than the best part of the achronim. That's how to read the Gemara on a superficial level. But says the Gra, Mashi, his gear, kras, karis, vitziporin, the stomach and the nail, what does that have to do with anything? Amar Rabbeinu HaGaon Zal, the Gaon, the Gra, the Chazal Medrash Rabbah tells us Dar Neves, a certain type of rabbit, Gamal V'Shafan, roams in these three animals that all, what? They chew its cud, but they don't have split hooves. Roams in L'Shloshes HaGlios HaRishonim, referring to the three Galios. We have four exiles, we're in the final and fourth one, but they represent the first three Galios. Asher Shaltu Aleim Shloshes Amuna HaUmos Shenimshlu L'Osen Shalosh HaChayos. That we were run by three different nations in those three Galios, each one represented by the Arneves and the Gamal, the Shafan, each of those nations, the Babylonians and then the Persians and Romans, were all representative of a rabbit, a camel, and what's a Shafan? Another type of rabbit, I think. So, the Chazir, the pig, what's the nature of the Chazir? The pig, which has split hooves, but doesn't chew its cud. That's a Galus Harvi, that's the fourth and final Galus of the Galus of Esav, of Edom, that we're in right now. And the Gemara Numa tells us that the Rishonim, the Bais Rishon, Hayulahem Averos, what were the Averos of Bais Rishon? Gilarayos, Avodazara, Shvichazaman, those are three also, three Galios, three Averos. They were all Nisgala Avonam. It was all apparent, everyone knew the Averos that were taking place, but since they were apparent, Nisgala Kitzam, their end was also apparent, it was let known 70 years. But the Achronim, the second Beis HaMikdash, Shelo Nisgala Avonam, that their sin was not apparent, Ki Hayolem Sinas Chinam, they hated each other inside. On the outside, they loved each other, they did mitzvahs, they learned, they kept everything. Inside, though it's hidden, they had Sinas Chinam, so Lo Nisgala Kitam, their end wasn't revealed. That's why we're still stuck in a Galus, we don't know when it's ending. Umiyat, and now we're tying everything together, says the Gaon. Move on Atam Le'amashal Sheba Medrash, we understand the Medrash, the Mashal now. To the stomach and to the nail, because the Yadua we know Sheshlosha Tameim Harishonim, the first three listed, the Arneves, the Gamal, the Shafan, Simon Tumashalahem Mibuchutz. How do we know that they were Tamei? It was on the outside. It was apparent. Kolomar Beparsa and their hooves. They had no split hooves. It was clear that they were Tamei. Mm-hmm. They didn't have split hooves. Huatziporn. That's the nail. The nail of the first three Golios, the first three animals, the first Beit Hamikdash. Avahei Mali Gerit. Inside it was hidden. But out they were kosher inside, but outside it was clear what the aver was. Look at their tziporin. Kimo gimel haglios, the first three galios, harishonos, which the nisgala avonam. Kaven shu bepumi, it was done publicly. So that's what it means, the tziporin, the nail, the hooves of the first bais rishon. That was clear, like those three animals, it was clear why they were tame. Those first three galios, the first bais rishon, was clear why it was destroyed. Aval, in contrast to the Achronim, the second base of Mikdash, and to the Chazir, Shehustar Avonam, the sin was hidden. Mipnei Sheyeshbem Sinas Chinim, that was hidden. Lachay Nimsar Lide Edom Shenimshal Lechazir. That's why the second base of Mikdash, the fourth and final Gullus, is connected to the Chazir, to the pig, because that's also hidden. Well, on the outside, we know the Chazir shows it's got split hooves, right? Split hooves. I'm a kosher animal. But its real Avon, its sin, was hidden on the inside, which is again the stomach. So that's what it meant. The tziporin shel Rishonim, the nails of the Rishonim, the split hooves, or the lack of split hooves of the Rishonim, is better, because at least you're being honest with yourself on the outside, is better than the stomach that hides the aver of the chazer that's in the inside. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should be zoche to see the end of this fourth and final galus, the end of the chazer, the end of the Eldam and Edom, v'zoche to the Gula Shem, v'amitas, v'hirav, v'yameinu, amen. The Marminin?